This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. An Independence County man that was wanted by the FBI was arrested in West Batesville this morning. Sheriff Steve Jeffrey said members of the SWAT team and other deputies took 30-year-old Mervin Hamilton into custody on a federal indictment arrest warrant. Sheriff Jeffrey said Hamilton is tied in with a drug ring that was recently busted in Helena, West Helena. Hamilton was found at a residence on Addy Street in West Batesville. Dateline London, England, where a coroner says Amy Winehouse, the singer, died as the unintended consequence of drinking too much alcohol. Coroner Suzanne Greenaway gave a verdict of death by misadventure, saying the singer had voluntarily consumed alcohol and risked the consequences. The singer, who had fought drug and alcohol problems for years, was found dead in bed at her London home on July 23rd at the age of 27. A pathologist told the singer's inquest today that Winehouse had consumed a very large quantity of alcohol and was more than five times over the legal drunk driving limit when she died. And at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 52.22, standing at 11,758.84. Governor Mike Beebe says he doesn't expect President Barack Obama to win Arkansas 6 electoral votes next year and says he'll probably vote for Obama, a fellow Democrat. Beebe said Wednesday that you'd have to be living in a cave to think Obama had a good chance of winning Arkansas next year. Beebe cited Obama's low approval numbers in the state and his loss by 20 percentage points to Republican nominee John McCain in 2008. Obama lost the state's Democratic primary that year to Hillary Rodham Clinton. Beebe spoke in an interview broadcast live on the Talk Business website. Obama last visited Arkansas back in 2006 to campaign for Beebe during his first successful bid for governor. Beebe was reelected last year. Beebe endorsed Clinton over Obama in the 2008 primary. The former president of the University of Central Arkansas spent 2 days in the resort town of Cancun, Mexico during a trip there that was funded with public money. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports that Alan Metters and Associate Vice President Alex Chin spent several days in Mexico in late June. For 2 days, Metters met with students and conducted other business at the university in the coastal town of Merida. He had originally planned to visit another university about 240 miles away. Instead, Metters and Chin decided to travel from Merida to Cancun and spend 2 days there before heading home. The two spent about $1,750 in Cancun, not including airfare. Metters resigned last month after questions arose about a vendor's $700,000 offer to help renovate UCA's president's home. Arkansas Children's Hospital is offering Halloween safety tips for children this year. The hospital says one of the most important keys to safety for kids is to stay visible. Dr. Mary Atkins said costumes should include bright colors and be made of flame-retardant fabric. Sales of new homes rose in September after four straight monthly declines, largely because builders cut their prices. The Commerce Department says sales rose 5.7% last month to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 313,000 homes. Still, that's less than half the 700,000 economists say should be sold to sustain a healthy housing environment. Last night at the Batesville City Council meeting, the mayor shared the city's recent recognition for the 2011 Governor's Leadership and Fitness Award. Because the city has built an environment to increase physical activity such as the Greenway Trail, Community Garden, and Farmers Market, the city of Batesville was recognized for outstanding contribution to the promotion of physical activity. And the city council, during an executive session last night, recommended John Dews for an opening of the airport commission. He'll complete the term of Ed Mabry on that board. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.